This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laugh-In Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to the theater, the Laugh-In Theater. I am your host, Andy Atherton, and thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight, again, we have a very, very funny movie, like something that I love. Came out at a time of my life when I was into just crazy, stupid crazy, stupid, funny comedies, latching on to a character that was just over the top, and it was just a really fun watch. And tonight, speaking of fun watches, I have a guest that is the epitome of a fun watch. He is better known as the Mississippi Mud Pie around these parts, Mr. Logan Crosland. Logan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, Andy. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. Thank you for joining me here on your... Now, you've been on the show before. You were on a group watch with Sean Kidd. We watched Just Friends. That's what some of our more relaxed, silly watches. But this is like your first proper one-on-one show. So I want to welcome you officially to Laugh-In Theater. So we're going to talk about the movie in just a minute, what we're watching. But let's get to know Logan really quick. So, Logan, how did you come across Place to Be Nation? How did you become part of this crazy family we call it here?
I want to say it was around 2013, maybe when the website launched. Mm-hmm. I was really just looking for I really started getting into podcasts around that time, and I was really looking for shows that kind of covered like the pay-per-views and kind of stuff, and I had listened to a few before that, and then I just Google search pay-per-view review podcasts one day, and I came upon Justin and Scott's stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening ever since. I want to say maybe 2014, 2015, I reached out because I'm a big college sports fan, so I noticed that they were doing a lot of sports stuff, but I noticed that they maybe weren't covering the college end of things as much. So I reached out and offered to write a College World Series piece that year, and I think it got posted that year. But that's really how I got into the site, and I've been in it ever since.
Yeah, that's great. Yes, I'm a bad site manager. I totally forgot to mention that. Yes, you are one half of Campus Hot Takes with Scott Criscolo every year during college football season. God willing, we have one this year for everybody. All you college football fans out there. Also, Logan, you are no stranger to other podcasts. You have appeared on Potty Press Your Luck as well. Have you been on any other shows? Have you guested on anything else? As far as we know,
I've been on Great Debate with you once.
Oh, that's right. See, I'm terrible. This is what happens when you get old, Logan, and you're quarantined with two teenagers all day. So yes,
it's totally understandable.
Yeah, you were on Great Debate. I believe it was episode 9, which was.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yep, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of debuts. Scott Shiflett was on that. Sean Kidd, and you, and I think we have a fourth person that night.
Sousa, maybe?
It might have been Sousa. Yeah, I don't know. I have to go back and research. Anyway, check out that fine show right here on the BTBN Pop feed. But also, we talked about the wrestling feed, where I have a couple of shows now. But also, Logan, you have a show coming out. It's called Chicken Salad, which is a very interesting title for a podcast. You want to tell everybody what that is going to be all about?
Yeah, the idea was Mr. Ben Locks. I'll give him the credit. We are delving into some of the worst pay-per-views of all time. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's named Chicken Salad is because we're going to try our best to make chicken salad out of chicken shit. So,
that's a great title,
that's,
man.
that's kind of the premise, mm-hmm. You know. But yeah, we're watching, you know, some of the lesser pay-per-views out there, and trying to see a positive light
Yeah. So that's it's you, Ben, and Sean Kidd, correct?
Sean.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean is as well.
Well, if you're going to do anything that's you know, terrible, Sean is the person to bring on the show there. All right.
Anything involving shit has to
Yes, involving shit or shit takes. Sean Kidd is your man. We love you, Sean. So anyway, but we'll talk about some other stuff in just a minute. We'll get to the movie. Just to kind of cover the bases, don't forget, check out everything going on here at Blaze Me Nation, blazemenation.com. New articles, fresh takes all the time. We have sports, movies, pop culture, everything you want in one convenient location. Don't forget, check out both feeds here. This is the Blaze Me Nation pop feed, which many great shows, including The Great Debate, Diamond Conversations, It Was a Thing on TV, Pop Goes the Classics. There are a couple of series going right now. There's a great James Bond series with Mr. Scott Criscolo and Tech Rob Patonic going, and as well as my series I'm doing right now with Miranda Berthold and Chad Campbell. We're doing Pop Goes the Classics Disney. We started at the original Snow White, and we're working our way forward chronologically in order of release. Also, don't forget the wrestling feed, the Place to Be podcast, Main Event, Row One Seat One, Jenny and the Gems, my shows, Great Debate Wrestling, and Evolution, all fun stuff. Don't forget our associate feeds, the North-South Connection with great stuff like Jeff Loves Wrestling, Learns Wrestling, Monday Night Wars, Carolina Dreamin', the Spirit of Fighting Spirit of 06, all kinds of stuff brought to you by JT Rosero, Chad Campbell, and Aaron George. Don't forget the Jenny Position feed brought to you by Jennifer Smith, featuring great shows like Talk and Pop, Geek and Sassy, Telling Stories, The Journey Through Infinity, and much, much more. So, Logan, what movie are we watching tonight?
We are watching Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, mm-hmm. Starring Jim Carrey.
The original from 1994. Great movie. Awesome pick. How come you picked it?
When I was growing up, anytime a Jim Carrey movie was on the TV, I feel like we automatically kept it on. He's just such an awesome actor, and he really gets into the roles that he's in, and mm-hmm. I always just really was attracted to that. So we just watched a lot of his movies growing up, and this is one of my favorites.
So when did you first see it? About how old were you?
Probably about 5 or 6, I would say.
And, there's nothing terrible in this movie. Like, this is not a movie. This is a movie I think I let my kids watch already. At least, I mean, well, like I said, they're teenagers, so I believe my daughter saw this a long time ago. My son has probably seen it. So, yeah, well, I didn't think there's anything too bad in here. There's one scene that could be questionable. But other than that, it's very harmless in terms of...
Yeah, I was just saying, a lot of stuff goes over kids' heads.
Yeah,
I mean,
and there's not a lot of stuff... You know, there's stuff that you might have to explain to them, maybe if they catch up on it, like something happens at the end of the movie. But since Logan is considerably younger than me, I actually saw this in the theater. Logan, before we started recording, Logan, I was like, "Do you see it in the theater?" Well, he's like, "I would have been one." So I take that as a no. But
yeah, I was in the crib somewhere.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I saw this in the movie theater, and it just blew my mind. Jim Carrey was known. I mean, he had done In Living Color. He had done quite a few other things, like Once Bitten and, I can't remember what else he did right before Ace Ventura. But this was, like, the beginning of his rocket ship, basically. Because you had this, then you had The Mask, and you had Dumb and Dumber, and then all just came out. I mean, and Cable Guy, which is funny, if Cable Guy had been one of the first ones to come out, it wouldn't have been looked upon as a bomb, because it's actually quite brilliant for a dark comedy. But this is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. I actually went as Ace Ventura one year for Halloween, probably a year or so after the movie came out, I want to think, maybe 2 years. I purposely grew my hair so I could do the pump that he has.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's dedication, trust me.
I might need to see that picture.
I don't have a picture. I wish I had a picture. Trust me.
Oh, man.
Yes. I have to go searching. But, yeah, we didn't have iPhones or anything back then. And a lot of stuff I'm thankful of that for, though. All right. So let's get this show on the road, though. So Logan and I are both watching this on Netflix. We are queued up at the 1:01:00 mark. So, Logan, on my mark, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so here we are. We see the Morgan Creek logo making its way into the screen. Morgan Creek, really don't see much of them anymore, I don't think. I don't even know if they're in business.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, at the time kind of thing, like how we have Blumhouse and all the other stuff today. So we see a man dressed as, like, it's HDS, but he looks like a UPS delivery man, flinging a package around. With a little bit of a belly there. And it looks very hot.
I don't doubt that mailmen actually do this sometimes.
Well, I guess you have to be kind of a... Ace is nuts. That's the really only way to say it. But he's like one of those idiot savants. I mean, he's probably brilliant, but... He throws a package, he's picking it up. Doo-doo-doo. Shaking it. Yeah, you probably get fired for that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Be like in Dumb and Dumber when they crash the limo.
Yes.
Definitely get fired for that.
Ooh, sorry. The package was stuck in the...
I don't think it would consecutively slam the door that much.
Yeah.
I think it would just kind of stop. Now he's dribbling it like a soccer ball. I just love how he really gets into a character and super commits to it.
Yeah. We're going downtown. It's made him kind of... Yeah. I mean, it's he just does such work with, like, the mouth, with the pronunciation, and it's a full physical performance, even though it's vocal, so to speak. Now he's God, I forgot his name off the top of my head now. He's been in a bunch of stuff, this guy. I'm trying to remember his name. Tex, I think his name is. God, now it's gonna bug me. Now I'm gonna have to go on the IMDb. He sees a dog there.
Tex Cobb.
Yes, Randall Tex Cobb, the former NFL player. Usually plays like heavies, kind of things like, you know, henchmen, vet. Can I pet your dog? And we get the first alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
Here's your
Douchey, boo, 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 boo.
this guy looks like he's in pain, like he's passing a stone.
he's like, fuck this guy. He takes the paper away from him before he's even done signing.
Yeah. All right, that's good, sir.
I'll finish the rest.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's leaving. HDS! HDS coming through! Got a package, people! And he hears it's all broken. He's like, oh, F that.
Well, see ya.
And he's like looking at his dog. Like, what'd you buy the door for? That's kind of a shitty apartment there. Oh, no. You've been had by Ace Ventura, effect detective. The guy who's in college. Kind of like set up for the Riddler, I guess, for these years. And there it is. He's got the dog.
There must be a loser. Lehu Seher.
That's another famous hungry fella.
I love how he has it in an ashtray.
Which you don't see in cars anymore. You don't see ashtrays. And his cheap-ass old car is a well start. Oh! This guy is beating the living crap out of his car. Warning, assholes are closer than they appear.
If he was smart, he'd just smash the window out. And
yeah. You want to give me a push while you're back there?
Alrighty then.
It's alive. Alive. I mean, dog must be worth something, huh?
Yeah.
He bites him. He's just... The poor guy goes, well, that poor guy. Probably a bad guy there.
That girl on the bike's just like, what the hell?
And the glasses, a lot of Shih Tzu. He drops him off, but oh, good God.
Hello.
Did Daddy hurt you? So you mean to tell me she used to be with that guy? I don't really. Yeah, I don't buy that.
I'm sure, he was a nary vet, nary, very nice fellow.
I'm sure he was. She looks like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader with that outfit on.
Yes, yes, she does.
There's some damage to my car and the reward money, and she's just like. Gee, let me think. Should you take my pants off? Sure.
Jeez, sure.
That's got to be some Hummer. You know, you have to hold on to the bearings like on the ceiling. Oh, yeah, you know.
She's doing all kinds of shit down there.
Yeah. Dolphins.
Now we're in the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Stadium.
I'm trying to remember if the Dolphins were any good in 94. 93.
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to remember, yeah. Nah.
I think the Super Bowl was Cowboys-Bills that year, so they definitely weren't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And there's a... They're trying to inject the Dolphin with something here. Let me see... The fish and the...
And the pail will go down to the... Mm-hmm.
And we've already, down to the ground. We kind of saw a telltale, which was the ring on the hand. And the they're taking a... They're dolphin napping, I guess.
I just can't imagine nobody saw them pull in and do all that. But
again, it's a different time. I mean, you know, we didn't have like you know, there weren't you know, ring doorbells and other things at the time. You know, we couldn't.
That is a valid point.
What was that? That was the Orange Bowl? Is that where they used to play it then?
Yeah, I think so. Pulls a branch to hide himself from his Mr. landlord.
Mr. Chickadance. I just remember, this is like one of those scenes where like I quote like all the time because there's just so many lines here that you could use.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this one.
Yes, Satan. Yes.
Ventura.
Sorry, sir. You're asking something else. He's just coughing on him. Chickadance. That's quite the... three of my fraternal brothers' last names were Chickarides.
Oh, wow.
Two brothers and a cousin, so... We just called them Chick.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, and I'll buy a pigeon. I heard animals in there again. I don't bring my work home. What's this pet food for? Fiber.
Fiber.
Come on! There's lucky eight ball in there.
Does the special jingle. Mm-hmm.
Come on, snoop around. You know, I have two cats and a dog, and you can definitely tell the second you step in my house that I have animals. Jesus, and he's hiding everything in here.
Yeah, I only have one dog, and you can tell we have an animal.
Yeah. All right, take care now. Bye bye, he just slams in the guy's face.
Hey, wham! Hey, leader. loser.
And yeah, all of a sudden, you know, the menagerie comes out. Yeah. Got an otter in the fucking toilet. A skunk. Oh, I hope that's a descented skunk. That monkey was pretty big back in 94. Because he was he was on Friends. And also, he was the monkey in Outbreak. Penguins okay. in his freezer. I love that.
Vocalizing gutturally was the way they described that.
Wow. How to use a 500-pound fish. This was also, Courtney Cox wasn't that known. I think Friends had just started.
Oh, yeah, and she's freaking hot at this point.
Oh, yeah, this is peak, almost peak Courtney Cox hotness.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, she hadn't done that much. I mean, she had done, Family Ties, and she, you know, was the girl from this, the Bruce Springsteen video. But, you know, yeah, this was pretty big for her to have a lead role.
Yeah, I thought this was one of her first movies, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Makes sense. He has his lucky rabbit's foot.
I got a linebacker that hasn't watched his jockey show since high school. You got any superstitions for when you play?
No, not really.
I had some.
I think in tennis I had to bounce the ball a certain amount of times at certain points, but because it would go in more often than not when I did that. But I never paid attention to it, to us, you know.
I mean, baseball, I think, and softball, I probably would have the same things where I would, you know, I would do certain things with my cleats and when I'm standing. If I was playing infield, I would kind of, like, wipe. And if I was playing the outfield, I would kind of, like, dig in. It was kind of weird because of the way you have to play the positions. Bowling, I had some where I would tighten and loose. I would always retighten and redo, like almost like a batting glove, but with my wrist guard. So,
oh, okay.
And he finds the pigeon. Oh, God. Oh, what was that, three stories? He falls into the garbage. Oh. Ah, he's just sitting there, like paralyzed. A pager, holy, oh, fudge. I had a pager.
Yeah, no.
That was before cell phones. Joe Robbie.
That's gonna be a,
that's right.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I had my pager probably from, I want to say, 1994 till about 2002, 2003, around there point.
Yeah, I got you. I'm sure my dad had one, but I don't ever remember. I don't ever remember a pager being a thing.
Like a glove.
Like a glove.
Yeah, I remember I didn't have one for so long, and my fraternity brothers made me get one. So. They're like, you're the pledge master. We gotta get in contact with you. I'm like, okay, if I have to. I love this. The guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle. Yeah, security's tight, but they don't see somebody take a dolphin.
Yeah, I was just, security's tight in a Super Bowl week and nobody saw your freaking mascot get stolen. That makes sense.
He's a rare bottlenose dolphin. Yeah, Snowflake's pretty talented there.
Yeah.
He's sitting there eating bird seeds. God.
That's such a weird thing to have in the office.
Well, it's in his pocket.
Oh, did he bring those?
Yeah, he brings them. He starts eating them out of his pocket. Yeah. I mean, I do seeds, like, not as regularly as I used to, but I don't like doing them inside because you have to spit the shells out. It's a dirty habit.
As he has it completely all over his teeth.
Dan Marino. Oh, he was some quarterback.
He never could win the big one, though.
No. He could put up the stats and had a tremendous arm, but yeah, never won the big one.
Yeah, I was going to say his stats stack up against pretty much anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes from like that great class too. That's probably one of the was it 83, right? Was the great football? He was in that class, that quarterback class.
Yeah, I want to say it was something around that time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very few, rare of those. I mean, the only other one that I know of is the one that was what was it, like 2002 or 2003? It was Eli and Roethlisberger and
Rivers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was – it was either 03 or 04. I can't remember.
Yeah. Is that the tank? Excuse me. He's like, what is that? She's like, I don't even know myself. This is just great scene after great scene.
This is a very quotable scene as well.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Just wait longer.
They have no clue what to make of this guy.
Oh, I do this all the time.
He does this great William Shatner impression.
Captain's log. Stardate 23-9.
Which he used to do on In Living Color. From Total Annihilation. So far, no signs of aquatic life. Got to, mister.
I've got to, mister. Yeah, I do the I've got to, mister, and the loop sound all
Ace,
the time.
Get out of the tank. I just can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power. Of course, Callum's going to yell at me for that one, probably.
I don't have the power.
For God's sake, doctor, not a pool man. Doing bones. These reporters are kind of dicks. It's like, where is he? Come on. Ace checking out the filter.
The filter.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing he thinks they even. I mean, I guess you got to, but.
Yeah, you gotta look everywhere.
Amazing even.
He finds a thing. Really? Shit, they cut a scene out from the original version when he does the dolphin trainer.
The, like the yeah, the dolphin trainer.
Heinz Gelvitt, I am training the dolphin. Does he catch him? Do you have a dolphin? Uh-oh. Lassie must be missing. There's a guado.
Aguado. Oh, he sees a cockroach.
How are you going to solve that one? Good question, Aguado. The killer's on the side of the bug's dick. And became insane as hell.
Then I'd lose 30 pounds. Porking his wife.
Ah, the great Tone Loke here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Tone Loke, who had only done, I don't know if he had done Surf Ninjas yet, but he had a very small part in Fort Fairlane as a rapper. It was a stretch.
I gotcha.
Oh, God, this is such a great bit. Einhorn's coming. Please, Ace, please. What's the matter, Emilio? Afraid I'll make a stink? Aguado.
Aguado? Good call.
I'm missing dolphin. Exactly a high priority. Uh-oh.
Now you've pissed him off.
My boss is coming, man. Taxidermy is local DMV. Nothing. Nada. I.
Of course that bet's being made. It's a Super Bowl.
He goes to interrogate him.
Will you please get the hell out of here before I get in trouble?
Thank you for all your cooperation. I could just imagine, like, 12-year-olds at the time, just all of them just doing this. They call him Einhorn. Sean Young, who actually doesn't look that bad in this movie. This was off of when she tried to get a Catwoman. She actually petitioned for it on live on TV. Asshole me, awesome.
Holy testicle Tuesday.
That's great. I came to confess. I was the second gunman on the grassy knoll. And you know the story about her? Like, well, she's actually kind of nuts in real life. But she went on one of the late night talk shows dressed as Catwoman to petition for the role that Michelle Pfeiffer ended up getting.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. A little crazy. Nobody's missing a porpoise. Tertio truncatus. Yeah, he's.
That's but I'm sure you already knew that.
You're attention to detail. Pen dick.
Does she not call him pet dick?
I
guess I'll believe the closed caption.
Captioning's never wrong. Yeah. We'll give you a call sometime.
Is your number still 911? Alrighty then.
Now here's I found out my sister used to date at the, was dating back then and actually knew this band Cannibal Corpse. So like I think we were watching this on VHS. She's like, yeah, Cannibal Corpse rocks. I'm like, who the fuck is Cannibal Corpse? Yeah, this was thrash metal of the 90s right here. I love this dance. Excuse me, it's Greg here.
Thank you.
Oh, God. You ever been in a mosh pit?
I have not.
Not fun. If not, I think if you're really into it, but. You know, I used to go to places. I used to try to stay as far out of it as I can. I'm like, I don't want to go to a bar to get beat up on purpose.
Yeah, people would always ask me to go, like, down on the floor at stuff at concerts. I'm like, I don't want to get up in that mess. I only did it, like, once, I think.
What's the password? New England clam chowder.
Is that the red or the white?
Oh, I can never remember that. Here's your typical guy in a chair here. Gets you the information. This guy's been in a bunch of stuff, too. What's going on, Manoshevitz? Let me see. I think this guy was in My Cousin Vinny. Let me see if I can confirm that.
Old man Dinga.
Of course I can. Why? His character's name is actually Woodstock. And the actor's name is Rain or Shine.
Wow.
And he was in My Cousin Vinny. Is that his name? Raynor. R-A-Y-N-O-R. And then last name S-C-H-E-I-N-E.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
That is. Wow. My friend, that's a whole lot of stuff for a civilian.
Ronald Camp.
Campos Miami Elite. Looks like it's time to get myself a date. And you get that. The jacket is way too big. And Courtney Cox is, oh, so hachi-machi right here.
Yeah, she's working that dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That big sort of duke. Hi, Captain Stubing. How are girlfriend Doc? Do you get that reference, Logan?
I didn't at the time. Okay. When I was younger. I think I've heard from what it's from now.
It's from the show The Love Boat, which was on when like the late 70s, early 80s. It was on like I think Friday nights ABC, and it was like kind of cheesy. It had a lot of, like, every week had a bunch of guest stars, and they would go on these cruises from Los Angeles to, like, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And the guy looked just like Captain Stubing, basically.
Okay,
and, gotcha. And Gopher was the ship's purser, and Doc was the doctor, and it was, Isaac, you're a bartender.
He's a lawyer.
It's Tom Ace. This is Ace. You smell terrific. How's everybody feeling tonight? Very, very well. There's the hors d'oeuvres. He messes the guy up.
Like, he's so confused. This is so gross.
Where he licks the...
This isn't very COVID-like of him.
No.
This shit wouldn't fly.
It would try. It's mushy, isn't it? The seafood.
The cat's like, what is wrong with that guy?
Excuse me, Ron. I think it's a bad day. I love her faces.
Jesus.
I love that. It's what this is, again, another staple of my movies is the Mission Impossible theme between this and Revenge of the Nerds. Now we just get, he's a fucking cartoon character. That's really all there is to it. A nice 5 foot jump.
Yeah, he's super over dramatic on this whole scene.
It's a beautiful house, though. Holy Jesus.
That he goes on the other side of the railing. For no reason. Almost falls in.
Throws himself against the wall.
Shimmy me over.
<Ta-da>.
And then he
happens.
Wham!
Trying to be all quiet, like, and he slams the door. Mm-hmm. Oh, look! A giant tank.
Who the hell has a giant tank in the back of their heels?
I mean, have you seen the guy's house? I'm surprised he doesn't have.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess you could have pretty much anything you want.
Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't have like an evil lab or something.
Hey, he might. You never know.
It's in his other room.
Oh yeah, it's in his other abandoned warehouse looking place.
The other side of the complex.
Oh yeah, yeah. My family permanently says yummy like that.
Now, why don't we find out what's in this actual tank? That's not the best way to feed that kind of a aquatic creature.
Oh, no.
A little snack for you. It's supposed to be a great white, right? I think they took it from, like, the Jaws ride or something. Now, if you saw Jaws 3D, you know that great whites will not survive in captivity. They tried, and it died.
Oh,
yeah. Do you prefer saltwater tanks to freshwater when it comes to fish?
Probably saltwater.
Yeah, they're pretty much harder to take. It's not snowflake. They're probably dragging him the way they dragged the girl that when they shot Jaws, the original. Attaching ropes to her feet.
The shark just did Ace a favor with that outfit.
Yeah. It's been an awfully long time. This is a really big house. Do you think they like be staring at the bath? There's got to be more than one bathroom. There shouldn't be a line.
Yeah, there has to be more than one bathroom. Another family staple coming up here. Do not go in there. Woo!
Please do. I might have been drinking out of the toilet. I might have been killed. Like he's trying to take this poor guy's ring.
I mean, he obviously sees that there's not a stone missing. I don't know why he goes so hard at it, but yeah. He's trying to be investigative, I guess.
I don't want to know why your pants are missing. It's not a pebble, a rare triangular cut orange amber. Now, camp's clean. That's pretty amazing, though, to know what that little stone is. And then you say it's from the 1984 Dolphin AFC Championship ring.
That's an amazing find. It's amazing he even found the pebble to begin with, but it's even more amazing that he figured out where it was from. Simple.
Yeah, and then these are actual players from that Dolphins team. Of course, I couldn't name half of them, but...
Oh, I couldn't. I'm his other Marino. I couldn't name me one of them.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find it here. Well, Scott... Scott Mitchell's the guy in the bathroom. I know that. Pierre Stoyanovich, Dwight Stevenson. I couldn't name any of these people. I mean, there's Don Shula right there who just passed, actually. He's hiding in a mailbox trying to look at his ring. Crossing them out.
I'd have freaking kicked over that mailbox.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the hell's going on there? He gets flung in the arm wrestling.
Whoa! Through the table. Mm-hmm. The Dudleys would have been proud of that one.
Yeah.
I feel like I should know the guy on the track. I feel like he's probably an important player.
Well, let's see.
Who was the running back for that team?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I gotcha.
I mean, I'm looking at the names here listed on IMDb, and there's Dwight Stevenson, Jeff Ulmhake, Jeff Dellenbach, Marco Coleman, Kim Bolkemper, Jeff Cross. He's getting the autograph with the purple face. Thank you. He's looking. It's a classic no-no. You don't look over the partition in the bathroom. The guy kind of likes what he sees there.
That guy's great value, Val Kilmer.
Great value, Val Kilmer. I think that was actually Scott Mitchell, the quarterback. He was the backup quarterback on the team.
Oh, yeah. He just kind of looks like...
He does look like...
He kind of favors Val Kilmer.
All that.
He freaking ethers the guy on the track. Speaking of ether on chicken salad, I have an absolutely terrible El Gigante take. So.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's a
cheap, well, listen in for that one.
a cheap plug, as our good friend Mr. Papal would say. Or a soft plug, actually. He's the king of the soft plugs.
Have to get him in while I can.
Yes. Have you ever heard a fan? Free Animals Now?
No. Who are they?
What do you feed your dog?
Dog food.
He's like a dog whisperer. Because you're stupid. Your stupid theory didn't work out. And you're ugly.
Yeah, you're ugly.
So childish. Fatty.
So you can beat him? Fatty.
Why don't you cry about it,
saddlebags?
Yeah, he's got a thing for her. Oh, unless I got a bad call. Gotta love those cordless phones back then. Ew, something bad happened here. Oh, there's Roger Predactor.
Guess his rabbit's foot wasn't so lucky.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say if he fell from that far, his body would not be that intact.
No.
Just, I mean, we only saw his head, but...
Yeah, that's true. I heard a scream. Aw, poor doggy. Animals can sense evil.
Who let Dr. Doolittle in?
That's a bad edit right there. All the mistakes I was making. I don't know if I could live that high up.
Hell no.
That would freak me out. I have a friend of mine that lives in New York City, and he lives on like the 15th floor. And he's like, come out on my balcony. I'm like, okay. It's not really a balcony.
Stay as far away from the edge as I can.
Yeah, basically, I always have like my back against the wall when I'm out there. It's tiny, too. Well, it's, you know, it's Manhattan.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I don't think I could do that. Or I sure wouldn't spend very much time outside.
Yeah. And he's breaking it down now because he's the only one that sees actually what happened.
Roger Petech didn't commit suicide. He was murdered.
Nothing called evidence. Maybe somebody lost a turtle.
Well, I guess I'm a little out of my league here.
It's amazing that everybody doesn't like start cracking up with him around the way he's acting.
Oh yeah. They should. I hope they paid all these.
Just one more thing. He's like, yeah, I got to open the door. Come on.
You're certain you had to open the door? Yes, I'm certain.
Only this. Only. Now, who among us has not tried that? With a sliding glass door.
Oh, absolutely.
And the murderer closed the door before he left. Yes, can you feel that, buddy? I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear. Losers! She's pissed.
Aguado said, back to the zoo.
I'm thinking this whole thing is connected. I need to find that ring. Receipts are always the answer.
Oh, absolutely.
My girlfriend has this new thing now that you, some kind of app or service that you scan all your receipts and you get points. So we have, so far we have 10,000 points. And we have, that's a good enough for a $10 gift card right now at Cracker Barrel. We're waiting until we get that puppy up to 25 for breakfast.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'll at least buy one of y'all breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, Cracker Barrel's good stuff. We don't have a lot of them up here in the north.
They're on every other street corner.
Right there. Down there in Mississippi, I'm sure. I love this bit.
Actually, we actually don't have one in Starkville, but there's two or three in Jackson, I think. So.
Yeah, the only one that's close by is in Milford, Connecticut, which is about like 15 minutes north of where I am.
Okay.
There's none in that. None in New York. There's some in New Jersey. Well, maybe upstate New York. I'm not sure. I love this, how he gets her now with the thing. Oh, yeah. Woke up and I felt the back of my neck. Check it out.
I have a feeling that scene was improv, because yeah. I think he really scared the shit out of her.
I used to have somebody taught me something like that, where you go to people and be like, you hold your jaw and you're like, oh God, what's the matter? Like, my dog jaw's hurting. What do you mean your dog jaw? Yeah, like, you know, when I was a kid, I broke my jaw, and the doctors, said that I had something called a dog jaw. Yeah, you want to feel it. And they put their finger up to you and you go, hurr! Like you. Just
I'll have to remember that one.
Yeah. It only works once.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's true.
Another coincidence. Now he sees like this little photo from across the room. Who's that? Now that's actually Sean Young with a wig and a mustache on. Per the IMDb, at least.
Okay.
Ray Finkel wasn't added to the roster until mid-season. He's the guy that missed the final field goal Super Bowl that year. So you don't know who Ray Finkel is? No. It's like kind of like, you know, asking Sean a sports question, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly like
that. or Tim or Glennie or something.
Or Jim or, yeah.
They just don't know the sports stuff. That was Finkel.
We still love him.
Yeah, we do. They have knowledge in areas we don't, so.
Absolutely.
Poor guy with a motive. Might not be safe at your apartment.
You shouldn't be left alone right now.
What do you suggest? Hmm. Oh, Lion Sleeps Tonight. Great song from the 50s by the Tokens. Friggin' menagerie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can do that with all those animals in there.
You can get out with the animals.
I don't know, Courtney Cox in this movie, I might make an exception.
Yeah. Passing out. It's like, what am I doing here? He's actually going, oh my God. 3 times? I'm sorry. That's never happened. I must be tired. Oh, he's an animal. Have you ever been down this part of Florida?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I've been to Miami, but I was like 5.
Oh, I'd love to go there.
We actually went to a Dolphins game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My dad, there was a player that played at Mississippi State, and he got drafted by the Dolphins. And he managed some money for him, and we went by his house and went to a Dolphins game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I think his name was Brent Smith. He was like an offensive lineman.
That sounds like an offensive lineman's name.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm looking for a Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
What do you know about Ray Finkel?
Most points season. One for distance. For anything that you'll personally pro athlete come out of Collier County and one hell of a mile American. Are you one of those hard copy guys? No, I'm just a big Finkel fan. This is my Graceland.
This is my Graceland, sir.
Oh, that woman's been in, she was in so many before she died. Oh, yeah, she was the librarian in Ghostbusters. I remember that.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what I remember her from.
My uncle thought he was St. Jerome. He wants to see our son. Yummy.
Yummy.
The father's like,
Ray ain't coming home.
engine's running.
She expects him home any minute. The engine's running, but there's nobody behind the wheel.
It was all that damn Marino's fault. Damn, we should die of gonorrhea and rotten hell. Would you like a cookie? Oh,
they're little footballs.
This mother is just batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah. They need to go put her in Shady Acres, too.
Yeah, I've never, like I said, I've never been to Miami. I'd love to go there. Looks like so much fun. I can't imagine seeing a football game knowing that in that climate. I mean, I'm used to Giants games growing up. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Quite a sports nut, huh?
Did they make wrestling buddies that looked like football players back then?
I think they did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you could probably still find them in some of those specialty sports memorabilia stores.
Yeah. I had the wrestling ones for sure.
Oh.
Or, I mean, my brothers had them and, you know, mm-hmm. kind of got passed down to me.
Yeah.
The 49ers by one.
Now, of course, if Marino's your starter, he usually is not your holder. So that, I think that was some bad coaching there.
Oh, yeah.
Should have your backup.
Especially, now, especially nowadays, no starter holds.
Well, your punter holds, too.
Yeah, I was going to say the punters hold in college a lot of the time.
I'm in Psychoville and Finkel's the mayor. I love that. He figures out Dan's the target. Our next target. Oh, kids, that's a payphone. Something we often talk about here on Laughing Theater.
I do know about those.
You do know about those, thank you.
Yeah, those are at least still around.
Mm-hmm. Now this is legit. He was the spokesperson for Isotoner Gloves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's actually real. Take care of hands, and take care of me. Two guys get the crappy out of them. That guy's one guy's a little small for a offensive lineman there.
Yeah. The other guy's freaking huge.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, he runs over the cops.
Oh, God.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Pet detective!
This is the best.
Ooh.
Catches the bullet in between his teeth.
That's quite impressive. Oh.
They should play that off as how Lloyd Christmas got the crack in his tooth.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all one universe. Will the Super Bowl be postponed? What a stupid question.
Well, a cop would answer that.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta ask it, but they ain't canceling the Super Bowl.
Somebody get me some coffee. Tonight on Miami Vice!
What? when I get out of the bathroom, you better be gone.
Is it number one or number two?
Number one or number
I just want to know how much time I have. That was really fast for a woman. Hmm.
Yeah, it must have been a number one. Even then, it was pretty quick. Yeah.
We're talking delusional psychosis. Cozy if you're Hannibal Lecter. As of Snowflake, he gave him his number. Waiting for the perfect time to get back at the Dolphins.
Super Bowl time. Man, I hate being right.
Could you speak into my good ear?
Right, maybe that's where he calls him, calls her, where she calls him a pet dick. Maybe she really did call him a pen dick earlier. Your gun is digging into my hip.
Oh, God. Who's that? Melissa, that skinny little bitch? Melissa Robinson?
You just don't do anything for me.
So let's see. The 93 Dolphins, they were 9-7, and they didn't qualify us for the playoffs, which I'm thinking... Let's see. And Marino was gone by then. He was on the reserve list. He was on IR, I guess.
Oh, so he must have got hurt, I guess.
Yeah. Because Doug Peterson was the starter, I guess. Was he? No. No, rookie italics. Steve DeBerg was the starter. Oh, here we go. Shady Acres. Another great scene. It's a good thing I'm a master of disguise. Another guy from Ghostbusters. He was the mayor. Lenny! My brother. Larry. I'm ready to go in, coach.
Just give me a chance.
Great body control and contortionism here by him. Let's see an instant replay. And he does it all backwards.
We'll see it in instant replay.
That is just insane. And the people in the background are just reading their magazines. Nothing else going on. This doctor is so even keel.
He really is, though. I'm open. The tutu really brings it home.
Yeah. Jeez.
Quarterback sneak.
He's doing a dance with all the crazy old people.
Oh my goodness.
Has he always been like this? As long as I've known him. Half time. He starts putting water on his face. God, he just slams his head. We'll be good there for the next 20 minutes.
That's when he should have figured out that something was going on.
That's quite a way to break into a room.
I was in a damn gas station the other day and somebody had to freaking jimmy the door. I had to go to the bathroom, so somebody had to jimmy the door open like that.
Wow.
Not with like, and I was like, because it, for some reason, some of these smaller gas stations during the coronavirus stuff are like not letting people use their bathroom. So, no. But I was like, ma'am, can I please use y'all's bathroom? Because I know it's not really out of order.
Yeah. Just, sometimes you gotta.
Yeah. I mean, we had been in the store. We were like reset the Coke coolers in stores and stuff like that. So, yeah, we had been there for like 2 or 3 hours. So I was like, I've held this long. Can I please use your restroom?
He finds the box of Ray Finkel stuff. Die, Dan, die, and isotoners. The bubble wrap bit was it's pretty funny. Laces out.
Diary full of laces out. Wow. I wonder if that's really, if, I mean, I know it's not that intense that, like, if it's not laces out, it's, but I wonder if that's like really, I mean, I guess it's got to be easier to kick with the laces not pointing towards your cleat, but.
Well, where was he hiding? Was he able to, I mean, Jim Carrey can contort, but, you know, he wasn't getting in that box from that other guy. It just breaks out of the box.
And out just happens to pop a newspaper article.
Now, who saves a newspaper article about the identity that you steal? Missing hiker Lois Einhorn. It's like, what?
There ain't no way. Yeah. There ain't no way she's 28 in this movie.
Holy shit balls. Why, she's just a twat. They're like, what are you doing here? They all like run.
Get back to work, you bunch of a-holes.
Lazy ass cops.
Ace has got his cop buddy doing some recon.
That could get him fired.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Dear Lois, thank you for wondering. See you Friday. Love, Roger. What? Oh my god, look at that old ass answer machine. Yo, Ace, it's E. No, that is old for answer machines. I mean, some people still have them.
Yeah, I've seen one like that before.
Something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid, man.
Wiggles.
Wiggles rewind. Come on, Finkel and Einhorn, Einhorn and Finkel.
The monkey's just sitting there thinking.
The monkey's pacing or anything.
I wonder if that was the monkey in Little Rascals, too.
It could have been if it came out around the same time.
I think it came out in 94.
Yeah.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a girl monkey and a boy monkey, yeah, from what I remember.
Monkey's out.
He's like, I quit. Done.
I don't have any food for you. Do you see a dolphin here?
We have a couple of those dogs that live at the house next to us.
Oh, Yorkies?
And they never stop barking.
Oh,
ever.
I'm a big dog person. I need my dog to be big. I mean, I got a 90-something pound yellow lab over there, so he's...
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's big boy.
He's a good dog. I have a Rottweiler Doberman mix. Huh? She's not huge, but she's like middle sized, I'd say.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Einhorn is Finkel. He's figured it out. Yes.
Einhorn is a man.
Oh my God. Oh. Now I hadn't seen the Crying Game yet, so I didn't exactly get this whole thing. Have you ever seen that movie, The Crying Game?
Uh-uh.
That's like the big reveal that I guess whoever it is in the movie is a man. That's why they're playing the theme song from The Crying Game, which was sung by Boy George. He's burning his clothes. He's in the...
He fucking plunges his mouth out so he can throw up.
No one knows about the Crying Game. He's stuffing his mouth full of gum. All she did was kiss him, basically. Maybe give him a little, like, you know, dry hump for a moment, I guess. But your gun is digging into my hip. All right, we got nothing better to do. Let's just abuse the quarterback on a slide here.
Abandoned. They just have an abandoned marina out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I would assume that they have it all the way to the, they have a net or something to keep Snowflake intact. Because he's, if they just put him in there, he'll swim away.
Oh, yeah. And then he just spits the giant water gun out.
Well, he saves it for later. It doesn't fit for the rest. If you're having fun, Dan. Don't you love Super Bowl Sunday, Dan? Oof. If you want tickets, that's the wrong way to go about it. I get hit in the head a lot. Yeah, so we got the Dolphins and the Eagles in the Super Bowl, apparently.
They got the divisions, right?
Well, yeah.
NFC East and AFC East. They got, it was just the Bills and the Cowboys.
Yeah. Amazing if she can kick that in heels.
Yeah, really. It's amazing she made it into that little hole, let alone in heels.
She's wearing her ring again.
That's quite the vest Marino has on.
Yeah, so I'm serious. And again, Asa overdoing it. He puts a little personal fan in the water.
I don't think that would work like that.
Psycho woman keeps us out of prison. Ah! Dolphin's like, fuck you. Lovely party. Pretty I wasn't invited. This guy's
just... the little bad guy is great value, Joe Pesci.
Yes. Who's the big guy of great value then? Great value, Kevin Nash? I don't know.
No, I feel like I had somebody. He kind of looks like the guy from Scrubs, the
janitor. Oh, the janitor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget his name. He's on the middle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think his name is Neil something.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right. And the big guy's knocked out.
Oh, speaking of Joe Pesci, that's like right at Home Alone, that thing right there.
Oh, yeah.
Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker never played for the Eagles, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. And then Ace just comes in. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Penalty.
The villain has revealed herself to the protagonist, I guess. God, look at that flip phone.
Be careful with that phone, Lieutenant. In time, it could develop a tumor. He actually did play for the Eagles at this time.
Oh, wow.
He played there 92 through 94.
Wow. Emilio just happens to be at the game with Melissa. Yeah, Herschel Walker was in one other movie. He was in Necessary Roughness. Played one of the prisoner football player things. People. Ace could always handle it. No! Kill him! No, kill him!
Crybaby jock. Wimp. Musclehead.
I'll kill the dolphin. Good to see one that doesn't buckle under the pressure. Well, I have kissed the man. Now the PTSD is it kicking in. They're showing the clip from Finkel.
The laces were in.
Ooh.
Einhorn must be part Samoan.
Yeah. Head, but right to the turnbuckle action there.
Giving her a noogie.
Yeah, a noogie. Oh, a side headlock there. Oh, a nice lariat. Almost rock bottom-esque. Had a little trouble with the lady? She's a
little Britt Baker action there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh God.
Shoot him!
Until Darby. Can't wait till Darby Allin uses a giant crate like that in the next Cracker Barrel match. As if Courtney Cox would shoot anybody.
That's true. Fiction can be fun.
Professional football's all-time bonehead plays. Yeah, it don't matter how the ball is held. You don't miss a 26-yarder.
No, you shouldn't.
Einhorn's channeling Sean in the back having a stroke.
She's Ray Finkel. She's a man. He tries to pull the... Boy, that's on there real tight. That kind of surgery could be done over the weekend.
It's amazing he didn't think that he would go to every extreme to try to keep his identity safe. Big ol' Mr. Kanish.
Oh boy. She's just like batshit crazy right there. Like she's just standing there like like in a daze.
She hadn't taken her pills yet.
And Dan is pointing out something he sees. Oh, can be wrong from time to time. My friend, she is suffering from worst case of hemorrhoids ever. Oof. He found Captain Winky.
He found Captain Winky. Then everybody throws up.
Even the favorite really, dolphin.
She must have really gotten around the police force. Must have kissed them all. They were all trying to throw up.
Well, my quick decision. Oh, there's a backdrop right into the water. Yep. He kicks the dirt in her face. Hey, yeah. You have any more of that gum? That's none of your damn business. And I think you would stay on my personal affairs. That, like, makes no sense.
You're a weird guy, Ace. Weird guy. My mom says that all the time. Joe Robbie Stadium.
Yep. And there's Snowflake all back. And Damaria just makes it back in time. Hey, as long as the Eagles lost this game, I don't care. Philly's winning 17-14 according to the score. And there's the albino penguin. I mean, albino pigeon.
It's amazing. It's amazing to think that they scored 14 points without Marino.
Yeah, that's true. And OJ McDuffie might have gone on a tear. The Dolphin plays. Yeah, we'll be quiet. Now, what's the Eagle mascot doing on the Dolphins bench?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, why the hell is he on the Dolphins side of the field?
Yeah.
You just cost me 25 grand, Polly.
Blow me.
Yeah. Blow me.
It's into the fight with the mascot.
Oh, my God.
And there's Tone Loke getting on with the cheerleaders there. A great humanitarian animal lover is beating the shit out of an eagle.
And lover of all animals. Pause for the camera.
Oh, God. Funny stuff. Oh, God. Oh, funny movie.
That's a good...
Good time. Good call. Good pick. Thank you for...
I'm in for any Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe not Ace Ventura 2. It's got some funny parts. What are your general thoughts on the sequel?
This one's definitely better. I think they went a little too heavy on the catchphrases and stuff like that, but it's still good. But it's not nearly in the range of this movie.
Yeah. All right, so that's gonna close this episode. But before we go, Logan, where can everybody check you out? Podcast, social media, follow you. What do you got?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Rhino8293. Like we talked about earlier, we have the Chicken Salad podcast should be coming out pretty soon. And I might have something else that comes up in these next couple of weeks that might make a impactful debut, you might say.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Keep that one under wraps for now.
It's a tease. All right, so as for me, check me out over on the wrestling feed. I have two shows up at the moment. Great Debate Wrestling number 2. That's with Chad, Steve Willey, and Jordan Duncan. As well as Body Pressure Luck, the 7th episode I think we just had, I don't know. I'm losing count these days. Also, Evolution of Macho Man Randy Savage, that was with JT Rosero. Tremendous time. Justin, has so much knowledge and passion for Randy Savage. I mean, for a great show, just to listen to what he had to say. So also on this feed, the PlayStation Pop feed, Year in Pop, with myself, Scott, Dr. G, and D'Amato is up. We did the year 1982. 83 should be coming within the next month or so. And don't forget, also, there'll be a new Great Debate coming very soon, as well as more episodes of Laugh in Theater. We have some group watches coming. By the time you're hearing this, Ready to Rumble might be up. That is with a couple of rookies making their debut. So check that out, as well as future episodes. We got Dazed and Confused coming up, as well as Back to the Future and a return to Austin Powers. We're going to be doing the Spyro Shagney. So check all those out. Don't forget to check out the Jenny Position and North-South Connection podcast feeds, as well as PlayStation.com. Don't forget our greatest junk food tournament is taking place. Logan, you have any thoughts so far on how the tournament's going? Any picks?
Yeah, it's been a good one so far. I think I'm going to have to go with the... I'm not sure. I like the zebra cakes in the cake division.
They got knocked out though by the.
Did they get knocked out
by the oatmeal cream pies? I did try a zebra cake as I told a bunch of you, my southern friends. It was okay. I mean, I was like maybe expecting a little bit more, but you know, I'm not. It's kind of like I wouldn't throw it out of bed.
I got. Yeah, oatmeal cream pie is good too. So
yes.
I like that one.
All right, cool. So don't forget, check it out. Check out all the social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. But, you know, we're always doing fun stuff here at Placement Nation, so keep checking this out. So, once again, I want to say thank you to Mr. Logan Crosland for joining me on Laugh and Theater. But for now, the theater is closed. And we'll see you at the next showing. Take care, everybody. Yeah, you do.
Loser.
Okay. Oh God.